Minnesota Reads is a new feature on Northland Morning featuring Minnesota authors talking about their work. This morning, our guest is Jack L. High. He is the author of a book called Nonstop, and it's just an amazingly far-reaching look at Northwest Airlines. Jack, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Great to have you.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So what's your history with airplanes? Were you an airplane nut when you were a kid? What kind of drew you to this story?
No, I wasn't an airplane nut as a kid. I think I first flew maybe when I was 8 or 9 years old. But what drew me to writing about the history of Northwest Airlines was that Northwest, from its beginnings in 1926 through its ending at the end of the last decade, was a rare example of a company that represented so much more than what it was. It wasn't a company that was just about transportation or technology, but it was also about other things like fashion and food and advertising, and so it encapsulated so much in our society, and it was very attractive to write about because of that.
Let me read just a little bit from your preface, because this sort of sets up the scope of the book. At different times in its history of more than 80 years, Northwest led its peers in daredevilry, effective war production, safety, weather forecasting, profitability, technological prescience, international relations, and smart efficiency. At other times, it sank to new depths of labor acrimony, hazardous operations, debt accumulation, parsimony, cynicism, and bad luck. So this is, as I mentioned, this is really has an astonishing scope. And as you referenced, it isn't just about the transportation company. It's kind of difficult to describe the scope. Why this approach?
Well, this is always my approach when I write about things that on the surface are inanimate objects. You know, a business is a thing. It's not a person. And I try and turn those kinds of stories into stories about people. And so you will find throughout Nonstop a lot of stories about people, not only people who worked for Northwest, and there are plenty of those stories and plenty of those people in our region, but also stories of customers and others who were affected far and wide by the airline. And one thing that was on my mind a lot as I was writing is that many people who flew Northwest in its final decades had an image of the airline, and it was not a great image. And it's kind of symbolized by that term Northwest that became so common in the 80s and 90s and after. And flying Northwest was, at the very end, was not always a great experience. But I hope that people would remember some of the earlier decades, really especially those glory years of the 1950s and 60s and early 70s, when Northwest was a leading airline, very profitable, far ahead of almost all other of the legacy airlines, and was very important to our area.
You know, I'm old enough to remember the Northwest Orient jingle. And I remember that my neighbor was a pilot for Northwest Orient. And the name at that time seemed to have such a magical kind of resonance to it. It just conjured up all kinds of wonderful travels.
It sounded exotic, didn't it?
It really did. It really did.
And that name came into use in the late 1940s when Northwest started flying to Asia. Northwest was the first airline to fly from North America to Asia using the polar route, over-the-top route, which was shorter and more efficient. And Northwest really opened up a lot of areas, Japan, China, Taiwan, Korea, the Philippines, many places, and for a long time was known as the American airline that went to those places. And so that Northwest Orient name, which was used a lot in advertising of that period, remained connected with the airline probably until maybe early 1980s, and then Northwest dropped it.
Jack, in your mind, why is the story of Northwest Airlines? What does the story or the company itself, perhaps they're interchangeable, perhaps they're not, mean to folks in Minnesota? And why is it something that you wanted people to really get a grasp of?
Northwest, for many years, was an important part of the identity of people in the upper Midwest, not just in Minnesota, but also in the surrounding states. It was the airline that we identified with because it was headquartered here and centered here and brought the world to us from all over the globe. And it's the subtitle of my book is A Turbulent History of Northwest Airlines. So there were a lot of ups and downs. And I wanted to capture, if possible, what it was like to fly Northwest, work for Northwest, live in the place that Northwest served. And that was a very tall order, a lot to try and capture. And it wouldn't have been possible if the airline hadn't, in its wisdom, about 10 or 15 years ago, donated its corporate archive to the Minnesota Historical Society. And so there were hundreds of boxes of stuff there at the Historical Society that had not ever been used for a book about Northwest, including all these wonderful photographs that had never before been published, or if they had been published, only in internal publications. So there was all of that to make use of and tap, and it was like opening a treasure chest.
Jack, you've written some fascinating books on a wide range of topics. You've got to tell us, what's your next project?
I would love to tell you, but I shouldn't, because it's not set in stone yet, and so it may not happen. But I have two or three book projects that I'm mulling over and that some publishers are considering. But all of my writing, as you said, it does cover a lot of different subject matter, but almost all of it is history related. So I love writing about history, love explaining why history is important and why it affects us today. And the topics that I'm thinking about are all in that category, too.
Well, I hope that you stay in touch with us so that we can get the jump on getting you on the air to talk about whatever it is that comes next.
I'd be very happy to do that.
Jack, thanks again so much for joining us this morning. What a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Jack Elhai is the author of Nonstop, A Turbulent History of Northwest Airlines. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.